Given the daf Masechtas Yevamos daf Kof Ches, begin with Beis. Begin to Tzimtzum Masechtas. Begin with Gemara. Amos. So we see also Miyun Mevatel Gita. That Miyun could come ahead and undo previous get. I there means the contradiction. The Mishnah itself says a Menash Mishnah Bechulu. We have a contradiction. Do we say the later Miyun undoes the original kedushin a get or not? So that tells you the truth is you don't have to ask from the ration of the sefer. Magufa the sefer Masechtas. You could ask from the sefer itself. The Ma'ik Tamarina, why do you say Kol Shreitzim and Megidah Suda, that whichever one that you left from with a get is forbidden? I, the Ma'ik Lamin, Asim Unim, Mavki Kedusha Shani, wanting to say that the later Min comes and excludes, it removes the Kedushin of the second one. That's what Min is. And hence, Rabbi Kamisha, since Acha Gerishin, so it's like as if she was just Mazana after the Gerishin, the Muteris Lachs, like then you're allowed to go back to the first one. Because I'm a Peg Bezda Saita, like learning the second Peg and Saita. So you see already that the later Min will allow you to go back to the first one. Which is essentially what the concept of that later mean is mevat lakita the chavre, which all it says that you're not forbidden as machzik rishos to go back. So it's you're right. I could have asked from the sefer itself. I'll nikla like shur rishos sefer, but I prefer to ask from the resha on that it was discussing on the sefer. Can make sense not to begin with the gemara. Azim mashabish amaisila. And the problem is he's going to go and ruin it for her and cause her to mean the second husband to come back to him. But Abel and Tez bothered by a question. He's answering this. He says le nichali the member. It doesn't want to say that fill a leka get layak. So, well, maybe even if there's no get by the first one, shouldn't be able to take him back the ma'azma shabbish lug because you might ruin it and make her do a mean with the second one and come back. No, the hakim the leka metal since there's no real concern, like Azrin, there's no such gazer. In other words, specifically only when he divorced her with a get, then Chazal made it like it's a machzigush submission. This is, and it would been, even though it's a katana and would mean that it didn't mean and nullifies the get. But since there is such a concern that it could cause her to come off on the second one, whereas if she left the first one mean, there's no get at all, so it's not appropriate to make the gzeri that it should be like a machzigur shasli forbidden to take back because it was renamed. There wasn't going to get at all. And even if you're concerned that it caused the first one to take her out from the second one, but we're not going to make a gzeri because it's not applicable because there was no get. So you can't even call it a problem about machzigur shasli mishnesis. Kimnik says, Masla, begin with Zigmar of Lazar, says, Tabra, Bechulu. You're right. It's a contradiction and they're different than that. Which, Rabba Huda Masikachi. This is Rabba that is concluding like this. In the words of Rebbe Laza, that the Mishnah is two different than Tanoi. Now, the problem is, although in the first approach the Gemara brings, the one who said this idea was Rebbe Yehuda, but Rabbi knew that this was the question, and the actually said the name of Rebbe Laza. So although in the first version it said one person, he was changing not only the approach, but also the name. Okay, I got the parakir. So we find Shabbos and Mem Dal Rabbi Huna says, "Mitzvah Yichlo Moisav Chulu, but you have a bed designated for money, etc. Moisav Nachman Yitzchak B'Chulu, etc. Aliyit Ma'achim Nerei Begin. Say, 'Yes, I'm Rabbi Huna B'Chulu.' Where? Wait a second. Beginning said from Rabbi Huna, and now it's just revising it and saying a different name. But like Hamishmei did Rabbi Huna Kedem Marukar, doesn't sound like it said originally. Because yeah, he knew the truth was that it actually was Rabbi Huna, not Rabbi Huna. So it switches the names also. Next says, 'Mat Beginning the Gemara Kogen Shishul Shabegitin.' Where there's three times again." Okay, the mechazik gadol already looks like an adult, so therefore she can't do mean anymore. Now, the time begin to say Rebbe Lazar that he disagrees, and then he says the reason of the sefer of the Mishnah that you can't do mean is because you can't have the mean of one being about to get of the other one. So according to him, why do you have to say mean alacha begirsha trei zimni? Why do you have to say it two times? According to Ula, the reason why the Mishnah says mean of begirsha two times is to say. Oh, that's too many getting over here, three getting, and then you can do not do mean. But according to Rebbe Lazar, it says that even after one get, there's no mean being about to get the chavre, so we have to say it two times. Yeah, although that there was a divorce two times, I'm not concerned for Mechzi Gedel, and that's actually the Kiddush, why it says, if you're meaning for short, Issalav, Pish, because Rashi explains, meaning Issachar status is, where Shamin Mafia condition, it's precluding the condition which the HS is. If it's undoing never, it's going to undo the Mazagur Shasi. The picture of Rebun asks, he says, Mazagur Shasi cannot compare it to them because the mean Mafia condition, it removes his condition, Shemes, where she says, yes, my condition, you can me, but I don't want the condition that my mother, my brother got engaged for me. I'll get them because it's not removing the get, so how's that going to help for the Mazagur Shasi? Rishon says, "Well, of course, it's not difficult because the Mahayta Meshem Mekia mean Isadesh is because that same reason why the mean removes Isadesh is you can have a kazayin slave. So then, essentially, it's like a kazayin by him, and that's when Mateus loves the lavish Gersha. Then actually, she is permitted to go back to the person after the divorce. Can I'm bringing shame to Saita? Nabiut Chazam Beis, where since it removes the marriage of the second one with the mean, so then it's just like Mizanet, and he's allowed to go back to the first one even after the Gersha. But Rebam Perish, he explains Issachar Satar. What does that mean? Shemeteres b'krei ba b'hu b'krei b'seha. That through the mian, she's permitted his relatives and he's permitted her relatives. Afil misha yotzei min beget. Even for the one that she was removed with a get, and a get without mian would be forbidden to relatives, but still through the mian she becomes permitted to his relatives, which is dahainu esha zach b'chay sishtei. That's his brother's wife and his wife's sister. Where those things, if that's even permitted, so different for sure, you can permit the Yisamachzik Rosh Hashanah. Which I said right there, that doesn't seem to be correct. That's on the one that we're going to quote shortly. Now, just like it's forbidden for him, it's also forbidden for his brothers. I'm less across like Tartu. So it's across not permitted, and therefore then that approach wouldn't work. Do we say this mean after the death for the brother or not? Where Tosfos just explained, like Rashi said, it's only here that we're asking such a question. Where the whole Isser of the Erev is rabbinic, and then marries his brother. But regarding a biblical Isser of the Erev, it's none that we learned already in the opening mission of the Masechet. Because if she could do mean, she doesn't mean. So that's that we know for sure. And there, we didn't have the question. It's only here regarding the Shnia that we had such a thought to say that maybe that she could do mean and would be permitted to do you.